Good day, this is Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online. Our update today, Tuesday, May 13th, 2025, revolves around financial reforms, insurance claims, and commercial real estate debt opportunities here in Australia. Starting with our financial industries, there are loud calls from stakeholders for immediate reform. Issues include the steep rise in compensation scheme of last resort levies, the looming retirement of Stephen Jones, governmental uncertainty, and unresolved elements of the quality of advice review. These concerns are driving a push from industry associations for better funding models and for clarification on advisor classifications. Their demand is clear: swift action to improve access to affordable financial advice. All of this, of course, poised to have significant effects on consumers and the superannuation sector. Moving on, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia is raising alarms about the sharp 147% increase in the Australian Prudential Regulation or the levy over the past 10 years. This surge is putting strains on superannuation funds, with member administration fees underwriting the levy. The audit predicts a cost of $6 per account for MySuper members in the fiscal year 2025-26. The costs, however, are not uniform. Larger funds have the luxury of charging less per member. Fears are this levy dependence could stifle competition, obstructing the financial sector's dynamic efficiency, despite its use in rectifying market failures and instabilities. In the realm of real estate, commercial real estate debt is offering investors an attractive avenue for annual returns of over 8%. With the urban population increase and e-commerce growth, especially for industrial property opportunities, these debt funds are proving beneficial in portfolio diversification, even as banks regulate CRE funding. Meanwhile, as reforms loom, the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee advocates for their implementation to bolster industry standards. The committee suggests remuneration disclosures for small business clients should be held to the same standards as retail clients. They also recommend a strict 20 business day update on claims and a 30 business day notification for policy renewals. They hope to improve trust within the sector and help avoid lapses in coverage. That concludes our update for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. Till next time, this is Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, ensuring you stay informed and ahead. For more details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.